This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of insanity. That's the brain getting in front of the tongue, in case you didn't recognize that. Another session of insanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I truly do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can, therealside.com, yes, come on. Look, you've been at this for a while. It ain't that hard. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, a lot you can do up there. You also want to be able to, comment on the story. Seriously, let our writers know how you feel about what they're putting out there, what they're writing about. Like it, you don't like it, whatever. My piece is up there, too. I'm very thick-skinned. I prefer you like them, but you don't have to. Hey, we live in America. And on my site, we still have some freedom of speech, unless you get really stupid, in which case I take it off. I don't want the whole world to see how dumb you are. That's why I pull it off sometimes. Really, they're both out there. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years or so, but you don't have to. Some of you don't even know what that means. I didn't know what it meant. I really didn't understand what a Bible thumper was. But as I always said, you know, if that means that somebody who believes in the Bible, believes in God, believes that we should be doing the things that God wants us to do, then yeah, I guess I am a Bible thumper. White guy thing, kind of hard to slide past that one. And then, you know, I'm not Rachel Dolezal who decides what color and all that that I am. I don't subscribe to the whatever I think I am is what I is. Yeah, it doesn't work that like that for me. And if the right wing means I'm more conservative, I'm more into teaching you how to do your own fishing than I am fishing for you, then yeah, I guess I'm a right-wing guy, too. Guilty of all of those. And ramblings, my God, you could, every night, right here, right, head over to the website, realside.com. You can find stations, times, all that fun stuff, seriously. And I truly, honestly, I am honored, and I want to thank you for spending your time with me. You're taking your time out of your day to listen, to comment, to be involved with the show. 855-REAL-JOE, there it goes, right? 855-732-5563. Okay, as I said, after the first break, Eric Golub's going to join us. Eric is an author, a comedian, a commentator, and just an all-around good guy. He's fast, too. You think I'm fast? He's just as fast. Let me tell you what. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Okay, Angela Merkel. There was a big brouhaha the other day about how she said that she could no longer, now this is what CNN, MSNBC and those people have all said, that she no longer could rely on the Brits and on the Americans to support, to be there for them, which is a line of hogwash. I'd have other words I'd use, but they're a little too harsh for radio. Because this is just the way they like to spin things. Actually, what she said, or one of the lines that she used, was that the EU cannot completely rely on the U.S. and Britain anymore. What she should have said was, they've decided not to be running around wiping our butts every time we go to the bathroom. Europe can no longer completely... So when she comes out and says that Europe can no longer completely rely on its longstanding British and U.S. allies, it's fake. It's not true. So if they got in a war, they got a bad place, something happened over there, she's actually believing that we wouldn't come and help her? She's actually believing that we wouldn't step up and help protect them? She's wrong. She's just playing on feelings. She's just wrong. She teed off because Trump called them on the carpet for not stepping up and paying their money, doing what they're supposed to be doing. Germany has so much money to bring in all these refugees, but they can't pay their NATO bills? Really? The German chancellor suggests that the post-war Western alliance has been badly undermined by the UK's Brexit vote. No, they want to maintain their nationalism. They want to still be Brits after all this is done. They don't want to be German. They don't want to be EUers. Seriously. The times in which we can completely depend on others are to a certain extent over. And what do you mean? You're the guys that caused all the trouble in World War I, World War II. What do you want for an ally? You're going to go down the same road in World War III? You're going to be the side of ISIS? I don't get it. You can't even compare the two. She said, the times in which we can completely depend on others are, to a certain extent, over. That's what she said at her election rally in Munich on Sunday. I've experienced that in the last few days. We Europeans truly have to take our own fate into our own hands. No, you Germans do. And the reason you do is you're not in line with the others. A lot of the other EU states want out. They don't want to take the, there's nothing but pride. For Angela Merkel to say, we're going to keep bringing in refugees when she's having the trouble she's having. Not changing the process. No, she's not even willing to change the process. That's pride. That's stubbornness. That's not caring enough for your people. Now, the chancellor told a 2,500-strong crowd. What does that mean? They can lift lots of barbells? I don't understand. In Bavaria, that Germany and Europe would naturally strive to remain on good terms with the U.S., Britain, and other countries, even with Russia, but added, we have to know we must fight for our future on our own. Now, I love this, too, because she's now speaking for all Europeans all of a sudden. The 2 days, do they have plans to invade again? I mean, that's what they're trying to do the first 2 times, right? Take over? The 2-day G7 summit in Italy pitted the U.S. president, whom Merkel did not mention by name, against the leaders of Germany, France, Britain, Italy, Canada, and Japan on several issues. This is nothing new. No, it really isn't. We go play nice dice. He's the first guy that's not sitting there playing nice dice and really letting you know what's going on and what he's willing or not willing to do. I wish he'd stop playing even nice now and just do what he said he was going to do on the campaign trail and not look around him. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Eric Olive joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please be part of the conversation, right? Like I used to say, I don't say it anymore because some of you got grossed out with it, but I don't really care. Stop sitting on the couch drooling all over yourself, right? You know, like you don't really have a clue as to what's going on around you. We've seen those people. I don't want you to be that. I want you involved in the conversation. I don't want you yelling at the radio, yelling at the TV set, whatever it is that you do. I want you engaged and involved. You got something to say? Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Or what you could do, this is even easier. Hop up on the website, therealside.com. We have a live chat room going on there. Or on Facebook, if you're one of those people. We're like horse manure on a ranch. We are all over the place and easy to find, even if you're a blind man. Anyhow, what my next guest. I always love having him on. I can't keep up with him, but I love having him on anyway. I've got Eric Golub on with me, and Eric is, I think he's a world traveler. He's a politically conservative comedian, author, and speaker, and I think an all-around good guy. Eric, thanks for being with me tonight.
America forever, France never. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, France, you know what? Here's a broke country that wants to tell us how to run our country. I love it. I'd like, sure, give me a couple. Oh, you don't have any money. Okay, never mind then. God, just amazing to me. All right, let's have some fun today. You know, Kathy Griffin, yeah, bad thing, terrible thing, but Trump misspelled a word on his tweet. Time to impeach or what?
You know, I really, really think that impeaching is not enough. I think that this has to be a capital offense. I mean, now that I know that Trump may have, like, hit the wrong key on the keyboard, which nobody has ever done, this totally makes it unnecessary. We need the special counsel right now to stop focusing on Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS abuses, and everything else that the Clinton criminal empire has done in the last 25 years, and find out why is it that Donald Trump has a French keyboard?
No, just amazing, isn't it? And this is all that they could harp on today. It's just amazing to me.
I think the Khafifi is that thing Yasser Arafat used to wear on his head. I don't know. And then, you know, this thing will have the shelf life of a drunken Tiger Woods. It'll be a story for an hour, and then it goes away.
Speaking of Tiger Woods, you heard what ESPN fessed up to. Why can't these people just lay out the honest truth? They played with his picture, and then when they didn't say a word until they got caught. And then when they got caught, you know, they needed to clean it up. They didn't clean it up. They made the poor guy look worse. I mean, I'm not a Tiger Woods fan or a hater. He's just another golf player. But what they're doing to that, that's just terrible, don't you think?
Well, there's two issues with that. Number one, asking for honesty in media is not going to happen anytime soon. It's like asking advertisers in the movie Crazy People, why can't we just level with America? Because we're in advertising. We don't do that. But people are missing. People have misunderstood the Tiger Woods story since he first came on the scene. And I have nothing against the man, okay? He has a skill, unlike some people who have never achieved anything. The guy, he has a skill. But here is the big issue with Tiger Woods that nobody wanted to cover, is that because he was partially black, they made him out to be fascinating. He was just so interesting. Now, forget the sex scandal, but all the years before the sex scandal, when they built him up, and made him out to be the most fascinating guy on the planet, Tiger Woods is not a typical black man. He is not a typical white man. He is a typical golfer. And you know what is really interesting about golf? Nothing. Okay?
I'm with you.
Nothing about golf. Have you ever heard a golfer give a press conference talking about golf? Okay, they wanted him out to be the most interesting man in the world, like the Dos Equis guy, and he would sit there and go, well, I felt that the divots were a little this. It was kind of deflecting, so I got out the 5-iron. And me, you know, and everybody's like, oh, my God, he's so groundbreaking. A partially black man talking about golf.
Is it every bit
as boring as a Caucasian talking about golf.
I was going to say, isn't that racist in and of itself? You know, they're making a big deal of it. Why? Because he's a black man. You know, it's almost like the old thing where you can't have black people have IDs to vote because they don't know how to get them. I mean,
the fact is that they did that with Barack Obama too. They did it with Obama as well. Now again, the difference, you know, Tiger actually had a skill. Obama never did. But Obama would say these most meaningless things, like he'd say, tomorrow will be different from today. And the crowd would go crazy, and I'd be like, well, yeah, it's called a calendar. You know, so they made Tiger Woods out to be this amazingly sensational, just fascinating creature, and then they tore him down. It's like, oh my God, he let us down. What did he let you do? As he said over and over and over again, all he wanted to do was golf and make money. And yet we're supposed to be angry because he does bad things. He didn't seek out the camera. The camera sought out him.
No, I agree with you. But see, I love this stuff. I love how quickly they have to shift, cover their tracks, and don't want to. Now, did you hear the other day about the Texas legislature, how they had a bunch of illegals there, and they were protesting because they were illegal, they were staying, and the legislative body couldn't do anything about it. Well, a Republican legislator called the police on them.
Not only did I hear about this story, but the Republican legislator who did it is a friend of mine.
Oh, wow.
And he's a great guy. I normally never, ever, when I come on your show, ask people to buy or donate to anything except books I've written and T-shirts I've made. I'm going to make a rare exception because I'm sure you'll let me promote the books and T-shirts later on. Matt Rinaldi is this legislator's name. He is fantastic. MattRinaldi. He is a rock solid conservative. Give him money. Okay? He is absolutely worth it. He is just the greatest thing since sliced bread. And yes, I think it's fantastic. We need, because he's part of these young conservatives like myself and others, that we don't play by the Marquis of Queensbury rules. That's why, you know, whether you agree with things that Milo or Ben Shapiro or the rest of them say, that's not the issue. Young conservatives are finally fighting back. And Matt Rinaldi is not one of these go-along-to-get-along guys that, you know, surrenders. He fights, and he's funny. He's a great guy. I love the guy, and I love what he did.
Oh, and again, it goes right back to the rule of law. Are we a country of laws, or are we not? And why is it so politically incorrect to ask the police and the INS ICE, I guess they're called now, but to go ahead and enforce a law. But we'll talk about that on the other side of the break, Eric. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Eric Golub joins me, and you'll want to hear the rest of this on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
That's for Kathy Griffin, where she had a couple of three steps. Give me three steps, mister. Please let me get out of here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Hey, Monday we did a whole 3 hours for our memorial for our, the people who fought for our freedom, the people who fought for Kathy Griffin to be the piece of work that she is and be able to actually put that up on the airwaves, all right? And I got a lot of nice emails from you guys. So I just want to say, I don't want you to think I ignored them or blew them away. I really appreciate it. And yes, I really was having a hard time with the day because I was having a hard time emotionally with what we've done to this country, with how much disrespect that we've given to those men and women who died for us, who died for our freedoms. And I always say the same thing. It's not the material of the flag. It's not the flag itself. It's what it represents. And if you're too dull to figure out what the flag represents, maybe you need to go see, well, I was going to say, you need to go see the same shrink Hillary goes see, but she's not helping her either, so I don't know about that. Anyway, let me bring my guest on with me. Eric Golub joins me like he does from time. We're going to have him on more, though. From time to time, he's politically conservative comedian, author, and speaker, and a great guy. Eric, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me, good sir.
Always fun when you're on, and I love being able to run through this stuff with you. I asked you, I got the proverbial groan when I asked you to start the break. I said, do you know Kathy Griffin? Because I just can't. She's either that vile or that stupid. I mean, can you help me understand? I mean, you're a comedian. Is there a line that you can cross?
You know, there are some things that are just not funny, and Kathy Griffin failed the test because the quote-unquote joke was just not funny. You know, it's like Syrian genocide, not funny. Lou Gehrig's disease, not funny. Okay, if somebody says, hey, Eric, you got any good Sasha and Malia jokes? No, are you out of your mind? You're an idiot. Be quiet. I mean, you have to know, just because you have complete freedom and politically incorrectness is good for comedy, the joke still has to be funny, and unfortunately, she failed. And, you know, I'm not going to bash her anymore because she's not the problem. The problem is the millions and millions of liberals in this country who agree with her, who are pretending to be outraged by what she did, but secretly they're like, oh man, how soon until this blows over so that we can start going to her shows again? You know that she's getting high fives from Stephen Colbert. You know that Hillary Clinton is loving every minute of this. Okay, these are just vile people, and I don't think we've reached peak Trump derangement syndrome yet. But we need to use this, never let a crisis go to waste, to quote Rahm Emanuel. We need to use this Kathy Griffin situation to just hammer the daylights out of these cancerous leftists and their bad behavior.
Yeah, I mean, they should. You know, there are a few of them out, but I don't know if I've seen the big onslaught of people piling on her. And you know, in the same vein, what about Amy Schumer? I mean, I don't find either one of these people funny. I've never found Kathy Griffin funny, and not because she's, you know, a liberal. I just don't find her humor funny at all. And Schumer just happens to be raunchy all the time.
If you're going
to
do insult comedy, okay, you have to make the people feel that they're part of the joke. Otherwise, you're just being nasty. I mean, Don Rickles, rest his soul, was the gold standard of insult comedy, to the point where it was considered a badge of honor to be insulted by Don Rickles.
Right.
I still remember the line when Bob Newhart was in the front row, and they were an odd pair of friends, and right in front of Newhart's wife, Rickles looks at him and goes, "Bob, you look terrible. I heard you died last Tuesday." Now, that is a great joke, because everybody knew they were friends, or when Rickles would, you know, take a black man sitting in the back row who paid very little to get in, and, like, bring his chair up to the front and make a wealthy Jewish guy who paid $200 for the ticket bring him to the back and say, okay, good, equality time, you know?
But yeah, I remember.
Everybody knew it was all in good fun, and it was politically incorrect, but it was not vicious. And unfortunately, you know, Kathy Griffin, again, just to reiterate, she failed the test of the first part of humor. It has to be funny. And she just wasn't funny.
No. And again, I look at, we don't have to beat her up either, but Amy Schumer makes me crazy, because it's a gratuitous raunchiness all the time with her. There's never some lighthearted humor about oneself or the family members or what have you. It's just always about, well, we know what it's about. Anyhow, and in CNN with their BS, don't you love those people? Well, you know, we've decided she's really not what we want to represent on things. We're not going to have her on a show anymore. Bullpuckies. They don't want to lose the revenue. They don't want. They don't need all this aggravation right now. Correct?
These are not principled people. People in media are not known for saying, you know, I'm going to stand up for what's right. They're going to sit there and they're going to say, it's like a whole bunch of Hillary Clintons. It's like, we need polls and focus groups to tell us what to think and do it quickly, okay? Are we going to use toilet paper with our left hand or our right hand today?
Yeah. Over
take
or
a
under.
Poll.
Yeah. Right?
They really are soulless people, and it's sad because as somebody who does comedy myself, I would feel heartbroken if I was ever seen as malicious. And the idea of just hurting people, it's a foreign concept to me. So, but the people I go after deserve it.
Yeah, no, I look. Okay, so let's, I know I'm throwing all this stuff at you, but I know you're good at it. I see what you write. So let's talk a little bit about the Fox, what's left of the Fox News Channel. I mean, they are committing suicide, are they not? They've abandoned their core people. You know, I've always thought of Fox as you know, there are people that watch Fox all day long. There are people that watch certain shows on Fox. They are really just turning that on its ear and really just abandoning the conservatives. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, and it's going to destroy the network. I mean, right, if Sean Hannity goes, this network is done. And the sad part about it is that what were Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly accused of? Saying insensitive words, okay? That's what they were accused of. Now, I'm not saying that sexual harassment is a good thing. I am not saying it is good at all. But did they touch these? Well, there is not one single allegation that any of these women were touched. So now, contrast it with that paragon of virtue, Bill Clinton, or the original paragon of virtue, Ted Kennedy, Okay? Nobody died when Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly said some inappropriate words. And it's gotten to the point, and I'm going to shock some of your audience, but I'm even going to defend a liberal. Even though I didn't agree with a word he said, I liked Bob Beckel. He was like your crazy uncle. You never knew what he was. And in the same way that Fox News was good for, is good for America because it provides a counterbalance, Bob Beckel was good for Fox News because he provided a counterbalance.
I agree.
And why was Beckel fired? Because he was accused of saying insensitive words to somebody, in this case of a racial nature. Does anybody in their right mind really believe that Bob Beckel, ardent liberal, is a racist?
No way.
But liberals are getting devoured. And even Juan Williams a few years ago got devoured by NPR. And until enough liberals get devoured the way Kathy Griffin is now, until enough liberals feel the absolute pain that political correctness has done, they will keep doing it.
But you know,
so what's the solution? Devour them.
Well, Juan Williams, who I've never been a big fan of, I'm still not, but when he was let go, I was saying to myself, think about the simple thing he said. All he simply said was, I'm working through that mindset. I have that mindset now. When I get on a plane and there's a bunch of Muslim or Arab men on there, I'm afraid, and I need to get past that. So he's putting his feelings on the table and saying, I'm going to stay there and learn how to kill him. He's saying, no, I need to work past that. And because of that comment, they let him go. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is bad. This is not good. This is bad. It shows you really where these people's minds are at. And so,
well, it's also whenever they use the phrase, let's have a conversation, the first word out of your mouth should be, no, we don't want to talk to you anymore. We want you to shut up.
Yeah.
You have the right to speak, but you have nothing to say. So please continue to not say it. I don't want to have a national dialogue. I don't want to sit in a circle, sitting Indian style, sorry, Native American style, okay, smoking my peace pipe. I don't want to, you know, they braid each other's hair or whatever they do with these things. I don't want to sit around with a bunch of metrosexual beta males and bond, okay? I want to watch my football game, eat my burger, drink my soda, and be left alone by the leftist dregs of society.
And you heard Hillary today, right? I mean, you heard Mrs. Clinton. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break, too. And then we will get to what I wanted to bring you on for, which was Trump's trip. But I'm having so much fun with this other stuff. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Really, a lot more with Eric Golub right after this.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced that I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. You listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Whenever anybody plays that song, it's Stevie Wonder's, what is that? What was that? Anyway, whenever somebody plays that song, Stevie Wonder, I think of the joke that Eddie Murphy tells about Stevie Wonder, where he says, you know, Stevie was rattling off all these all his accomplishments in his life, you know, being a black man and blind and all this other stuff here, and how many gold records he's had and all this other stuff. And Eddie looked at him and said, "Hey, you want to impress me, bro? You really want to impress me? Drive this car. That'll impress me." Okay, with all that stuff going down, stuff I can see him doing that and shutting him down like as a gag. Anyway, Eric Golub joins me as he does. He's going to be doing it on a more regular basis, whether he likes it or not. He's a politically conservative comedian, author, and speaker. Eric, thanks for being with me tonight. I always appreciate the time you spend with me.
Always an honor and a privilege.
All right, so let's hit these hard and fast so we can get to some of the more important things. Hillary Clinton today let everybody know really that she needed some serious psychiatric care. Because she went down a line of, look, I take responsibility for all the decisions I made, but that didn't cause me to lose the elections. The Russians, the fake email scandal, that she went through a whole list of stuff, and I'm thinking to myself, you take responsibility for nothing? I mean, this is why we will be in power for a long time, no matter how much we screw up, right?
You know what? I don't want to jinx that part, but what I will say is that as for why Hillary Clinton lost, it normally takes an hour to explain. I'll chalk out 59 and three-quarter minutes. It's very simple. Hillary Clinton lost because she looked, acted, and sounded like Hillary Clinton. That's it. She was like Lady Macbeth, except less ethical. She was like Joan Crawford and Mommy Dearest, except less pleasant. And when she said, I'm prepared to be president, at that moment, her new nickname became Preparation Hillary, or Preparation H for short.
You know, can you remember that clip of her? I think she was in a Wendy's, and she's sitting there. And she's, you know, she's playing on her BlackBerry, because that's what she does. She's got the dark sunglasses on. She's got the coat on. And she's standing in line. But she looked like it was the first time she'd ever stood in a fast food line, right? She's looking up and she's talking to the girl. She's looking at the menu, talking to the girl. Lady, it's a hamburger, or it's not a hamburger. It's really that simple. And would you like fries and Pepsi with that? Right? I mean, just totally out of her, just totally out of it. They were trying to make her look normal, and it just didn't work, did it?
Well, it's like when David Spade was in that Rob Reiner movie where he had to, like, learn how kids are. Hillary Clinton needs to hire people so that she could learn what normal people do. She's never been one. She is an overprivileged white liberal, and overprivileged white liberals are not normal. They don't know how to be.
And that's, I've been saying this all night long, and I'm having a ball with it. The big tent, right? They keep talking about the diversity in their tent and how they welcome everybody and everyone. Everyone's welcome to be part of the party, except if you want to run for president. Then you have to be an old white person, right? Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, obviously Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden. I mean, what is it? You have to be, you can only be older than 65 before you can run, and you have to be white, and they make fun of us? Seriously?
They believe diversity is various shades of white. There's eggshell, there's cream. I think a beige person might have stuck
antique
in there.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think they should put a roadshow together. I mean, I would even produce this, even though I'm a conservative. I would like to see us get Hillary Clinton, Wasserman Schultz, Donna Brazile, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Elizabeth. Shall I go on? You know what I'm saying? Couldn't this be a great show? A whole night of comedy, but you don't tell them it's a comedy night. You let them come out and speak politics from the heart. Don't you think that would be great?
I think they already had a show like that. It was like about a bunch of prisoners or something. It was the Dream Team, where the escaped mental patient.
Oh, yeah.
It was Christopher Lloyd, Michael Keaton. You know, and he's like, oh, it's great to be young and insane, except these people are all old.
It's perfect. All right, let's get to Trump in the Middle East real quick. I love that the fact that he's gone, he's going out there. And, you know, they can't say anything nice about him. It doesn't matter what it is. Even if he served the Pope, if he fed the Pope by hand, they wouldn't say anything nice about this guy. So he goes out there, and now you hear from the libs about, you know, what an ass he made of himself and the damage he did with the European leaders. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Oh, and how he slighted Israel. He slighted Israel because he stopped in Saudi Arabia first, right? Seriously, give me your thoughts on what went on with his Middle East trip.
You know what? I don't even get angry about any of that stuff, because whatever Hillary Clinton or her supporters bash Donald Trump, all he has to say is, I'm president and you're not. And they go crazy.
I would love
that. And so rather than argue about the minutiae of, was his trip good, was his trip bad, I don't care if Trump sets puppies and kittens on fire, okay? He's president. They're not. Let them go insane. I mean, it's like Woodstock, except the music is even worse.
Oh, I I'm with you. I think that we should keep putting stuff out there, and we should put on a poker face, and we should allow the left just to go out of their mind, because they do it so well now. They go from zero to nut, what, in about 2.5 seconds, if that long?
He should put out, like, just bizarre statements and let people try to, you know, he should say, today we have taken action against ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Katy Perry. And then just let the media try to dissect it, like, you know, and then there'll always be that one reporter going, maybe Katy Perry did cause these things. We don't know.
I just love this. All right. I got to give you, first of all, tell people about how they can get a hold of your books. Tell them about your books. I hate to say give us the Reader's Digest, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Four politically conservative comedy books, Ideological Bigotry, Ideological Violence, Ideological Idiocy, and the newest one, Ideological Lunacy. I teach conservatives how to use humor to beat the left at their own game. And my religious comedy book, Pro Religion Not Anti, is called Jewish Lunacy. You don't have to be Jewish to understand it. It's 6,000 years of history told by somebody who missed the first 5,960-something years. I make the case for religion using humor. Find me on Facebook or Twitter to buy those. TYGRRR Express. TYG quadruple R Express. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. That's how you get my five books. And I also have two t-shirt lines. I've got the Hillary for Prison t-shirts. And I just rolled out a new t-shirt line that I hope revolutionizes this world.
Okay, but wait a minute. I got to know something. First of all, we'll put up a picture of it on Facebook and on our website later on. But the shirt here. Let me do this really quick. I just saw the picture and I didn't have a liquid in my mouth. I'll just put it that way. You've got a T-shirt. It's based on the BLM line. I mean, the Black Lives Matter lines, and it says, "Stop judging women by their tops. Backsides matter." Now,
backsides matter. And my best customers are black women. And so what makes this T-shirt so awesome, the Backsides Matter movement, is that it's multicultural on the back of the T-shirt, so the left can't attack it. It says, beautiful badonkadunk, terrific tuchus, cherished Kalito. So it's black slang, Jewish slang, and Hispanic slang. Backsides matter. And I'm selling them, all and right. I have them in black and white, ebony and ivory.
So do you have a bulletproof vest on underneath the T-shirt, you know, when you're going through L.A. and some of the major airports, or what's the deal?
Why? Black people love this T-shirt. Black men are coming up to me going, quick, man, let's take these pictures. And the women are dancing for me. You know, the only downside was when one black woman was like, okay, your turn, dance. I'm like, nobody wants to see. She goes, hey, don't be a sexist. You said backsides matter. Come on, shake it. And I earned $2, by the way. I'm $8 away from
Deuce
Bigelow.
It's not something I want. There's not something that I want to envision in my mind, Eric. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it tremendously. But yeah, I don't see them giving up. I think the rage, the fake rage that they have going on. When I say it's fake rage, I should say it's fake reasons. It's real rage. They are really dumbfounded at the fact that they did lose in November. They still haven't figured out why. Don't you find that? We've got about 2 minutes left. But don't you find it interesting that they really haven't been able to put their finger on it to figure out why they lost, or they don't want to see why they lost?
Well, to quote Jack Nicholson's Colonel Nathan R. Jessup, they can't handle the truth, and I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain. Let them go. Nobody, this is what white liberals don't understand. Nobody cares what white liberals have to say. They are the least important people among us. And even the blacks and Hispanics that they have fake compassion for, they don't care what white liberals have to say. So buy my T-shirts, buy my books, ignore white liberals.
Wait a minute. Oh, I'm a white conservative. Cool. I'm in. I'm good. All right, thanks for being with me tonight. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me and that others spent with me. You know, you guys are great. I really appreciate it. You got to head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. All right, you got to buy Eric's books, but you got to buy my book, too. I only have one. See, he's smarter than I am, or he's been around longer. I don't know which. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to, and you shouldn't, actually. Okay, and all those labels were given to me by the left. So let me show you how they're wrong. If you're on the right, I give you the information you need to fight the left, if you would, or to push back on the left. If not, if you're on the left, it may pop an eyeball. You want to be near a hospital when you read this book. Anyway, always appreciate the time you spent with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. We've got more coming up the next hour. If you're on Facebook, not my rules, theirs, you have to restart at the top of the hour. I'd love to have you back. I'm going to finish up all the stories that you guys have been sending me this week that I have not been able to get to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, head up the website. We're live up there. We're live on Facebook. I want you back. So go warm up your coffee. Don't do anything stupid. Just go warm up your coffee. Come on back. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You there?